Now the story of a story. We take you deep inside Syria, where there is fighting on all sides, something we report on continually on the program. But with the benefit of our colleagues at Vice News, we can see how the fight is going against Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. That's a rebel from al-Nusra talking about atrocities committed by the Syrian regime, soldiers in the northwestern city of Jisr al-Shagur taking that city. Vice News managed to embed with the opposition fighters as they took control of the town, and their filmmaker, Salem Rizik, got a firsthand account of what the struggle was like, now posted to Vice's website. Jihadists versus the Assad regime, Syria's rebel advance, is a very special piece of journalism. And Kevin Sutcliffe, head of news programming for Europe for Vice News, joined us to explain how it was made.
Well, Vice News has been covering the Syrian conflict since we launched last year. We've got extensive contacts with the rebel groups, and we've been in and out on a number of occasions, films in Aleppo, filming with some of the bigger jihadi groups like al-Nusra. Recently, we noticed that these groups, particularly the Islamic groups, had stopped fighting each other, and they were starting to form a coalition. And this coalition, which is a very wide-ranging coalition of Islamic groups, the Islamic Front, al-Nusra, who are an al-Qaeda affiliate, and the FSA, a much more moderate but and US-trained group, had come together. And they were starting to push the Assad regime back and making quite striking gains in northwest Syria. So we reached out to the group to see if we could get in with the filming on the ground as they were moving across the northwest Idlib province.
And the documentary that you produced is mostly in Arabic, which is an indication of just how far embedded your journalist, and his name is Salem Rizik.
Yes, Salem, who's worked with us on a number of other projects, was able to reach out to some of those groups to be invited in to show what was going on. And we've got a very up-close view of this. It's a very difficult film to make. And Salem, I think, has to be applauded for the way he went about a very brave piece of journalism.
So the context of this is, here is the fighting in this town, Jisr al-Shagur, and here is an opposition soldier with your embedded journalist who is saying, I'm a descendant of Muhammad and Umar. If the mountains disappear, I will not be eliminated. God is the greatest, celebrating some measure of a partial victory. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I came across a number of fighters who were very excited that they'd taken this territory. I mean, what we were interested in was this new coalition, because it's got moderates and it's got Islamists in it. It's got US-trained groups in it, and it's got al-Nusra, who are al-Qaeda. So this group, which I think has come about from political expediency and is making great ground across this province, the Saudis and the Turks are the main players behind this. Before, they were both backing different groups. And now they seem to have come together, and they've all come together to try and bring the regime down. And that's why we're interested in getting in here, to find out what this new development was all about.
And here's some of the passion against Bashar al-Assad. This is a civilian woman and her family who were shot on camera leaving Jisr al-Shagur. Now, from a hideout outside the city, she's telling your producer, may God take Bashar al-Assad's life. He is Iranian and the son of an Iranian. He is the one who has stranded us like this, made us leave our homes. He destroyed our houses. We have nothing left. Now, that really begs the question, are these fighters that your producer is embedded with doing the work of the United States in fighting Bashar al-Assad, or on some level are they doing ISIS's work by toppling Assad and making it more easy for ISIS, the so-called Islamic State, to take territory and turn on these rebels?
Well, I think it's more complicated than that, and I think you'll find that Nusra are no friend of ISIS. In fact, they're fighting each other in other parts of Syria. I think what's happened, though, and this is looks like a political fix, is that this faction, which has got so many different elements to it, as I said from before, with the US-backed and armed part in the FSA to the al-Qaeda groups, this group is in the ascendancy. But what's more interesting underneath that is that the real power here is Nusra, al-Nusra. So what you're seeing happening is that Nusra are establishing themselves across the Idlib province, and they're starting to look towards pushing towards Aleppo, Latakia, which is the Syrian regime port, and Hama. So what we're seeing is a growth of an al-Qaeda influence in this area. It's not doing ISIS's work. They're actually growing their own influence. They're very strong and very powerful. So what you've got is a coalition that at the moment is holding together because it has one aim, which is to get rid of the Assad regime. But I wonder if that works. This coalition doesn't look like it would hold together very long because of the wide range of differences within it.
But it will need a partner. I'm wondering what your journalist filmmaker Salam Rizik believes would be the possible partnerships for these groups in this coalition. Would it be Turkey? Would it be Saudi Arabia? Would it be the United States?
Well, I think that's the complicated issue. They've all got relationships to different players here, to different global players here. So again, it's not clear what would happen next. I can't see the Saudis and the Turks at the moment coming together and in effect brokering this new front. I can't see how that will hold together later, particularly if you have a force like Nusra, very powerful, very single-minded, have one aim, which is effectively to build their version of a caliphate in Syria. I can't see how that sits against the much more sort of secular FSA groups.
Without putting anyone in danger, Kevin, before we go, do you have a code to indicate in communications with your producer, Salam Rizik, whether he's in danger, whether he needs to move, whether he's at risk of being a hostage?
Well, as you know, we are the organization that made the Islamic State film, and we've made many of the films that are in very difficult to report places, and we've got protocols in place for managing the safety of all our camera operators and journalists. So, you know, rest assured that we don't set out on these projects without knowing full well the risks, how to manage those risks, and also how to keep our journalists safe.
Well, I'm excited to see the full version. And Kevin Sutcliffe, I appreciate your candor. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Nice talking to you.
Kevin Sutcliffe is the head of news programming for Europe for Vice News. He spoke to us from London. And you can watch the full Vice News documentary that we've been talking about. Just visit thetakeaway.org.